Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
How well have cities recovered from the financial recession? Results of a survey from WalletHub.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. There's been a wide variance in how well municipalities across the U.S. have recovered from the 2008 financial recession. Some cities have bounced back better than others. Personal finance website WalletHub has conducted an in-depth analysis of this in its 2017's Most and Least Recession-Recovered Cities. Joining us to talk about the survey is WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez. First of all, Jill, what prompted this survey?
We've done this for 3 years now. We've looked at each of these municipalities, 505 in all, to gauge the improvement being made, not only right now after the recession, but really during the peak of the recession as well. So we look back all the way to 2007 numbers. We look at the pre and post recession numbers and see just how far many of these cities have come.
And you used quite a few key indicators.
18 in all. They included the inflow of college educated workers to many of these cities, the share of households receiving public assistance, the home ownership rate, as well as unemployment and labor force participation levels, too.
First of all, cities that have recovered most from the Great Recession, let's take the large cities.
A lot of them are in Texas. Top five, Corpus Christi, Fort Worth, El Paso, Denver, the only outlier here at number two. Austin, Texas is number one. It's also sixth best overall amongst the 500 cities.
What made this state stand out as well as Austin, Texas itself?
It's kind of different between these cities. So Austin, we know, is a huge tech hub right now, especially for healthcare technologies, a big festival economy, just a really booming place for entrepreneurs. So they're seeing a lot of big business move into Austin, especially really these past 3 years alone. El Paso, Fort Worth, Corpus Christi, not so much tech hubs. A lot of them have seen a little bit of the oil boom trickle into these cities, which has been interesting because 3 years ago, that might have been great. Over the past 2 years, we've actually seen that be on the decline. So it's interesting because we've seen home prices here rise about 50%, biggest numbers in the country. However, home ownership rates have started to steady over the past couple of years. All in all, though, a lot of recovery from 2007, 2010.
Why don't we go over briefly the most recession-recovered mid-sized and small cities?
For both, you'll see quite a trend. So the top five for mid-sized, Denton, Killeen, both in Texas, five and number four. Then Sunnyvale in California, Macon in Georgia, and Brownsville, Texas, number one.
And as far as the small cities were concerned, you have, now I assume this town is pronounced Edinburgh, Texas?
That's right. Edinburgh, Texas at number five. And then College Station, The Woodlands, Odessa, and Midland. Midland and Odessa heavily, heavily impacted by the oil decline, by the way. But since 2007, really going strong here. So those are the top five.
So they've probably bounced back thanks to the recovery in oil prices.
Correct. So we saw a little dip there for a couple of years, and now we're seeing things really start to level out again.
I'm speaking with Jill Gonzalez of WalletHub, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business. It's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Jill Gonzalez of WalletHub. We're talking about WalletHub's 2017 Most and Least Recession-Recovered Cities. What cities have recovered the least from the recession?
The least here, we have a couple surprises, a couple that you might not be aware of. So the bottom five here starts out with Las Vegas. Then Phoenix and Mesa, both in Arizona. Detroit was 61 out of the 62 large cities that we looked at. And then we go back to Arizona with Tucson.
This is the top five, or the bottom five, depending on how you look at it, least recession-recovered large cities. Tucson, Arizona. Why Tucson? It's a college town.
It is. Tucson is a college town. Many college towns actually near the top of the list here, especially scattered around the country, mostly in the Midwest. But Tucson, unfortunately, cannot seem to capitalize on the talent pool it's bringing in. So it brings in great students. They stayed at school for 4 years, and then they seem to be going elsewhere. So I think it needs to do a better job of really incentivizing recent graduates to stay there, to open up shop there, and hopefully bring new business there in the future.
Okay, least recession-recovered mid-sized cities, going from 154 to 158 here. Patterson, New Jersey, Reno, Nevada, Glendale, Arizona, Stockton, California, and San Bernardino, California.
Yes, so I think most notably there, San Bernardino. It is one of the 14 municipalities since 2008 to declare Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Stockton, another one there at the bottom that had declared that since 2008, so still slow to recover.
Might that also tie in as well with the least recession-recovered small cities from 281 to 285? Turlock, California, Palm Bay, Florida, Hesperia, California, I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that right, Vallejo, California, and Deltona, Florida.
Yeah, here we see Vallejo again, one of the cities to declare that rare Chapter 9 since 2008. It is trying to bounce back, as are some of these other cities here. It really can be seen, especially in places like Deltona, in Palm Bay. They're a mix of two kinds of cities. So they're starting to have their own kind of self-serving economies. They're also bedroom communities that serve kind of the neighboring municipalities nearby where people actually are working. So it's interesting to see what they'll need to do to really thrive instead of just survive in the post-recession era.
Jill, what were some of the key factors that stood out in this survey? There were big changes in certain cities regarding the unemployment rate, the poverty rate.
Well, we do see a snowball effect here, and it shoots down to really the other parts of the economy. So when we look for the highest decrease in unemployment rate, all in Michigan, Flint, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Green Bay, we saw them have about 4% decreases in their unemployment rate, which is a huge number over the past few years. Lowest decrease mostly in California, Bakersfield, Visalia. So there we're seeing that if the unemployment rate isn't changing, or perhaps if it's getting worse, that of course affects the rest of the economy here.
Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.